And away we go. Okay, so we're here with another Ask a Counselor segment on my FM. Counselor David Osmond in the house. How's it going, sir? How goes the day? Are you enjoying the snow?
I'm not that excited about the snow. I don't know where my ship is. I don't really plan on spending too much time outside, but I guess today's a good day to be happy golf is canceled because I wouldn't be going.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of people would be upset if they couldn't get to the links today with the snow for sure. Council took place last night. It was from what I heard, it was a pretty decent meeting. What took place last night? What were some of the highlights?
We talked a fair bit about patios and allowing businesses downtown, potentially some on the waterfront, to expand out onto the sidewalks and or into parking spaces. And with that, relieving them from some of the permit fees during the pilot, the understanding with COVID and extra space is required. Anything that's going to allow an extra seat or two when the restrictions get lifted that will help our local businesses, we wanted to consider. So we are going to move forward with some pilots, and it'll be interesting to see how they go, how many people are going to participate. Keep our ears open for feedback from the community because, again, we have to make sure we're AODA compliant and that things are still accessible. So, happy to try and help local establishments, but again, something we need to keep an eye on and see how it rolls out.
I see the town crier announced the Gananoque Poet Laureate last night as well. Gretchen Huntley was selected. That had been kind of neat.
Yeah, they did a video. So the town crier did a nice video and welcomed Gretchen in her new role, and that was exciting. We had a few technical difficulties. I believe Gretchen was also had an audio recording that she was going to try and share. So we're hoping to get that sorted out and either play it at the next council session and or share it on social media as well. We also revisited the conversation about Oak Alley. It's in dire need of some repair, and we've had some residents reach out. And I went back and actually drove it, and I drive small cars, and it certainly didn't weather very well. It's a pretty bumpy road back there, and it was something that was originally on the budget. Our manager of public works wanted us to pay that, and council had tried to put that off for one more year, but it doesn't look like that's going to be feasible. So we're going to use some gas tax funding to pave Oak Alley, and hopefully that will start sometime late summer, early fall. Another conversation was looking to do some more public consultation around Bay Road and the functions of Bay Road and the potential of closing it for pedestrian activity versus vehicle traffic. So that was a good conversation. I'm glad we're going to go down the public consultation avenue with that. That's been something that's been banging around in this community for years and years and years. So we'll hope to take a little bit of time to even monitor it, right? Have some people pay attention. And I think when you go for public consultation, you want to be strategic and ask the right questions instead of just saying, are you for it? Are you against it? Ask them questions like, do you use the road? What do you think the traffic ratio is to vehicle to pedestrian? Try and come up with some actual data that we can use to make the decision so it's not just an emotional decision. One of the things that was probably debated the most was from the Marina Master Plan Working Group, a conversation around expanding the facilities and making it a larger complex and developing a private-public partnership to build potentially a two-story venue down there to increase services and possibly have a restaurant or other things like that down there. So a lot of the conversation there revolved around should we do public consultation first? Is it too early? Just like any other decision, whether it's a purchase decision or a moving forward decision, some of the conversations there were, it's a lot easier to say no to some of those decisions, but when you have it right in front of you and something is presented, you're always going to see the positives. But we want to make sure we've done some research and we look at the long-standing plan of what's going to happen to a facility like that 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. I mean, it was a really good, healthy debate. It went back and forth, and the final vote was to move forward with that. So we are going to be seeking out public consultation, private consultation to see what kind of interest there are to changing the facilities down in Sabrina. So it'll be very interesting to see how that works out.
Definitely, yeah. Lots of good things going on in the big town here in Gann for sure. That's gonna be good for the marina as well. Hopefully, when things get opened up and people can enjoy it a little bit more and have a little bit more fun and maybe spend more time down there.
Yeah, it's a busy spot. I mean, every year I think we still have waiting lists down there. Parking is always an issue when it comes to parking. I'm always a fan of saying that if you don't have a parking problem, a lot of bad things have happened prior. So sometimes a parking problem is a reflection of demand, and the good things are happening to get there. And it's easier to solve a parking problem sometimes than it is to wish you had people coming.
Yeah, that's for sure. And believe I'm sure you're with me on this one. We're gonna want as many people in this town as we can once things get going here after COVID, right?
We sure hope so.
Absolutely. Well, seemed like a good meeting last night, and thanks for the update on all that. It was very well done. We had some listener questions come in as well, and we're gonna put you on the spot here, Dave. This is gonna be fun. Always like listening to what the public has to say. Are you ready?
Fire away.
All right. So we got one listener, Barry Dixon, sent us a message. He said that about a year and a half ago, there was a town employee putting stakes in the ground in the area of Steele, Ontario, and Dempster Streets. And he said that they were getting ready to tender for street reconstruction. And he wants to know if there's been any progress in that area or a projection on when it might begin.
Yeah, I reached out to our manager of public works and got a really clear response from him. So basically, what ends up happening is they've got a long list of to-dos, and sometimes when there is some downtime, they'll send somebody off to do something that's, you know what, in the works or something that might help us prepare for something down the road. So that was more of an activity of, you know what, now is a good time to go and find those stakes and come back to us with that information. But it doesn't look like anything's on the horizon for at least 5 years doing activity down there. That may change. Again, opportunities for residents to reach out and share that information with council, but it looks like it was more of a nice to do activity so we can be prepared when that time comes, but nothing in the immediate future.
I see. All right. Eleanor, she wants to know. She's just wondering if the concerts at the band shell will be happening this summer. And she says there's lots of room to social distance if need be. And she says that they're always enjoyable. And she's basically wondering if that's going to be happening this year or not.
I hope so. I think it's a real challenge for us, and I don't see us at any time going against recommendations of the local health unit. Again, certainly none of us are medical experts. We don't understand the variants and things like that. Hopefully numbers are reduced to the point and we get back to a green phase or more open spot. We can come up with some of these planning activities. I think that venue on the waterfront, the bandstand at Town Hall as well, are very underutilized. And the more opportunities we can use them, the better. If there isn't activity down there, it certainly isn't because we don't want activity down there. We also have the Gana Rockaway Music Series that's going right now that's also on hold because of COVID. So this town beats to live music, right? And I think it helps the user experience for residents, but also for tourists that come here. Even walking by a vibrant spot, even if you're not stepping in and listening or enjoying the concert, it gives you a different experience and keeps people happy, keeps people motivated, and keeps the taps going at the bars as well. We want to make sure that people are spending money. But for the waterfront concert series, for the most part, it's going to be hold and wait. We had some similar conversations with the Poker Run last year, and it's one of those situations where, regardless of the direction that we go, there's going to be some pushback on either side when it comes to the health and safety. And that's just another reason that we're going to rely heavily on the health unit when some of these opportunities come up as to when can we get into some of these venues and activities again. And when we do, what do they look like? Are we painting circles on the ground and saying you have to stay in your circle? If you are, you can only stay a certain period of time so someone else can come in and enjoy it. So I'm hoping so. Fingers crossed. Let's get our vaccines going and let's get back outside and enjoying live music. That's the intent. It would be premature of me to give dates and timelines as to when people can expect that to happen.
Right, for sure. Yeah, good point about following the health unit protocols and everything too. I think that's what we're all under right now, and we have to pretty much abide by what they say. But finally, the last question we have here, I think we pretty much answered it, because there is going to be something done about this. Some concerned citizens messaged us, and they said they asked about paving the alley behind the Main Street buildings and Oak Alley. They said that it does need to be fixed, and there's been some vehicle damage apparently because of the potholes and everything like that. And also had some concerns about people speeding down that alley just to catch the green light. This person has kids and neighbor kids playing out there in the yards and in the driveway all the time. And this person just hopes that there's an end to this with cars speeding and all that just to catch the green light. And but I think we pretty much answered that. Oak Alley, there is going to be something done about that so that we can maybe not have the vehicles in the shops as much due to damage from the road.
Yeah, I just spent $1,200 on four new tires and alignment on my car a couple of months ago.
Ooh.
I hit a pothole on Highway 2, thought nothing of it, and then turned around and a couple of weeks later my back tires were bald. So it's one of those things that is important. It's also a core function of the municipality, right? We want to make sure we have good roads, good water. Those core functions are things we need to focus on. When it comes to roads and alleyways, there are, as everyone knows, lots of them. So sometimes there will be one that doesn't winter well, or one that might have fell through the cracks, without the pun, and needs to get lifted up a little bit and become more of a priority. So it's good when residents reach out, because we don't get to drive around all day and look for those potholes. So it's nice when sometimes something like that is brought to our attention and we're able to execute. To me, that's how it's supposed to work.
Perfect, perfect.
Comes to speeding, it's challenging. We can put speed bumps and speed limits wherever we want. And sometimes it's going to come down to good residents or good visitors actually just being courteous and kind and polite and paying attention to the speed limits and operating their vehicle in a safe manner. I know prior to joining council, I know something that I reached out to as well to the police, and I'd recommend, and I confirm that with the chief as well. If that's the case, it's probably important to collect a little bit of information. I'm not saying setting up a sting operation, but paying attention to, okay, are they the same cars? Is there a certain time when this happens? And if so, call the police station. And what they can do, it might not happen overnight, but they can pay a little extra attention and see what's going on there, and even potentially show you some evidence of, okay, well, you know what, we sat here for 3 hours and the average speed was 40. I also know that sometimes it's hard to gauge speeding when you're standing still. Perfect example of that is I had a resident ask a really good question, made perfect sense, and I paid attention to it. Next time it happened, is fire truck goes by and you're standing on the curb, and people are saying, well, the fire truck's going by way too fast. Well, so I followed up with the fire department, and really, the size and speed of those machines, they can't get up to fast enough within the town limits to be to speed. It just seems like they're going fast because the road is shaking, and because of the size of the vehicle, feels like they're going 120, but in fact, they're probably going 38 when they go by you, and with the lights and the sirens. That's somewhat unrelated, but yeah, it is one of those things that is very, very challenging. And for every speed bump and speed limit restriction, there's going to be just as many people on the other side of that argument saying, I hate that speed bump. Why can't I go 50 on that street? Those types of things. So I think sometimes that becomes a police matter. If there are significant trends, then that is something that they can watch, and then potentially bring forward to council to see if there is some opportunities to make changes. I know sometimes there's been a lot of complaints on Stone Street, for example, but again, sometimes it just takes two or three people to ruin something, and then hopefully we can grab them, get them a speeding ticket, and allow the traffic infractions to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, good point for sure. Great. Anything else that's been on your mind that you wanted to put out there? Any final thoughts? I know we've covered a lot here today, but just was wondering if you had any final thoughts on anything that's on your mind.
No, we're just past 2 years into this now, and it's been my biggest learning curve. I've never learned more and had my mind and opinion change so much in a 2-year experience in my life. And again, this isn't a 40-hour-a-week job. It's 2 meetings a week plus dozens of phone calls and conversations and just constant thought and research around what's best for our community. But I think our community is doing an amazing job right now during difficult times with COVID. I think it's important we try our best to remain positive and not attack each other, regardless of what side of the fence we're on when it comes to masks, no masks, and things like that. Vaccines are just around the corner. The more positive we are, the better experience we're going to be able to provide for our visitors. And people in the surrounding area are always listening and or reading comments that are in other communities. So I think the more we support each other, the better it will be. Looking forward to the Gana Rockaway music series again, getting started up as soon as we can. Those musicians and establishments have gone without entertainment and without any kind of cash flow for a really, really long time. So that's a project that's close to my heart. And it's been very frustrating for everybody the last couple of months, and really hoping for some light at the end of the tunnel, and hope people can sign up and get their vaccines as soon as possible.
Well, perfect, Dave. Well, thanks so much for joining us, and you know, we appreciate what you do and what the entire council's been doing for the community lately. You guys do a great job. Keep up the hard work, and stay safe with the family, and we will be chatting sometime down the road for sure, hopefully in person sometime.
I look forward to it. I also like to thank the residents that sent in those emails and those requests. I think this is a great idea for people to hear from us. But I also really strongly encourage residents to pick up the phone, give us a call directly, or give us an email, and we'd more than welcome to engage in those conversations. Sometimes the online challenge and or call out can lead to more negativity and misinformation, and by the time we can have a chance to respond, it can potentially be too late. But our numbers are there. Mine's 613-540-2662. Email address is dosmond@gananoque.ca. The more people call and ask questions, the better, in our opinion. Sometimes it's easier to stay ahead of the game that way as well.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, there's your contact information right there. Thanks a lot, Dave, and appreciate what you do, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for joining us on Ask a Counselor.
Thank you, sir. Take care.